Good morning, Carly and Seamus, right across the far north. Now, Carly, joining us down the line right now is someone very special.
Samantha Jade, who has a brand new single called Bounce Out, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Very, very good. I want you to tell us this new track you've got, Bounce. Talk to us. How is it? How did it come about? Do you love it?
I do. I actually really love it. I went to LA at the beginning of the year and I wanted to do some songwriting over there, and I went back in with this girl, Carmen Reese, who I'd written with before, who's an amazing songwriter and singer. And we came up with this song really quickly. Like, it kind of wrote itself, and I think that's always a good sign.
You're talking about someone that is a pretty big deal. She has worked with Kanye West, Ariana Grande, pretty big players. While you're in the studio between takes, were you like, hey, got any goss, any dirt on any of these people?
Oh, I was trying so hard. I was like, do you know Kim Kardashian? That is what I want to know. Have you seen her in real life? No, she was telling me about, because I was like, how did the Kanye thing come up? And she was just telling me the story about how it was really, really random, and because it's really hard to get a cut on a Kanye record. Mm. But she's so talented and an incredible singer. She's actually from the UK and just such a sweetheart.
Oh, I don't think a lot of people actually know this about you. You actually were quite successful at a young age. Mm. And then you found yourself working in a factory.
I did, yeah, because I lived in the States for a long time, and then I got dropped when I was like 21, and I was like, oh, I need to go back to Australia. Like, I was done with it over there. And so I went back home to Perth, and my dad, I was like, I need a job. Like, what am I going to do? I've only got singing and songwriting on my resume. That's not going to get me in anywhere. And my dad was like, listen, because he worked at like a he managed this warehouse, you know, mining's a big thing in Perth. And he's like, oh, you can count stock. We need someone to count the stock. And I was like, done, I'm in. So that's what I did for a while. I'd count all the stock and rearrange all the nuts and bolts. It was very fun.
Now, you've been on both Neighbours and Home and Away. You've got to pick one, like Sophie's Choice. Who is your favourite?
Guys, I haven't been on Neighbours. I've only been on Home and Away. No, so good. Home and Away.
Home and Away for the win.
Someone needs to update the Wikipedia page.
I was like, oh no, this is going to be awkward.
No, look, I've been embarrassed in much harsh times, so don't worry
well,
about that.
Well, that's easy choice, Home and Away for me.
Well, there you go. Now, I want to talk about TV because the hottest show on TV at the moment is The Masked Singer. It would be remiss of me not to ask, are you one of The Masked Singers? I know you can't tell us, but...
It was so funny, right, because I think everyone thought I was the alien
for
like a really long time. Yeah, because I was getting calls and text messages from my family, like family members I haven't spoken to in ages going, hey, I've put a bet down. I need to know if you're on that show. I was like, oh, no. That's I was like, it's so not great. Me. And then when it came out that it was Nikki Webster, I got so many people going, oh, I totally thought you were lying to me. I was like, no, I'm going to tell you, of course. But no, I think that there's a I think there's a law, like not a law, but yeah,
it's
a contract and you can't talk about it, guys.
Well, would you do The Masked Singer? Because I reckon it's going to come back. It's that
season
successful.
Two. Yeah.
I've only watched the show once. I think once or twice now, and I'm still getting used to the concept of it, but it's such a great show, isn't it?
Oh,
it really gets you in, like you're hooked.
You have this new single out, so obviously you're back in the music game, which we welcome you with open arms, but will we see you also reliving your acting career as well? Because you've had some pretty amazing roles.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. I really love acting. It's a totally different beast than music and just as fun. Like, you know, it's so fun that you get to play someone, you get to be another character. But I think for this year, it's really been, you know, music that's been my focus, and I really wanted to get in the studio and write and kind of, you know, dedicate all my time to writing this album. But now that I've written it, I feel like, yeah, I can definitely get into the acting game a little bit. So it has to be the right role. I never take anything on just to take it on. So, yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully Neighbours comes a-knocking and then you can tick both of them off.
After this, they're not going to because they chose Home and Away.
Listen, hey, Samantha Jade, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, guys.